Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to the second hour of Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620, KPOJ, Portland's one and only progressive talk station. Thank God for it. Keeps us sane in an insane world. You can join us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Mad as Hell in America. You can make a comment. We also have a Mad as Hell hotline. If you're just mad as hell about something, you're fuming and you want to let it rip, you can pick up your phone, call 1-855-MAD-AS-HELL. I would give you the numbers, but they're not very memorable. So it's easy to remember, 1-855-MAD-AS-HELL, or go to Facebook, Mad as Hell in America. In a moment, we're going to pick up with the Reverend Barry Lynn, a real treat to have him here. But I do want to read something from Facebook on the last hour when I was kind of using the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross model to talk about what's been happening politically, that there's been a kind of political death in the country and that we've been moving through the stages of grief and now we're at acceptance and resurrection stage. Laura says, I totally relate to what you're saying about the grieving process. For years, I've been going back and forth with madness and sadness about the state of the union. Me too, Laura. I'm a baby boomer and an activist, and it seems like it just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm with you about starting over with a new vision. Yeah, that's what we need. And that vision comes from the people. In a democracy, it comes from the people. And it's there when we relocate the center of power within ourselves. She says, off the subject, do you have a podcast? I stream your show and can't always listen. We do have a podcast. If you go to iTunes Store and type in Mad as Hell in America, podcast is up. You can download it. It's free. Enjoy it. Our next guest is somebody who I admire very much. He is a colleague and he is also a friend. It is Barry Lynn, who is executive director, the Reverend Barry Lynn, and he is a bona fide Reverend, has been the executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State since 1992. He is an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ and a prominent leader of what we proudly call the American religious left, which we don't hear too much about. He is one of America's finest advocates for separation of church and state, and as a lawyer and an ordained minister, he can sue you during the day and forgive you at night. Barry Lynn, welcome to the show. Sorry for stealing your line, but no, it's just great. Too good.
Please feel free to steal it at any time. It came to me in a dream one night, frankly. And it's always a pleasure to be anywhere with you, chatting with you, and I enjoy doing the show and wish you the best.
You have a radio show of your own. You want to give it a plug?
Yeah, it's called Culture Shocks. If you go to www.cultureshocks.com, you'll get ways to hear it if you're lucky enough to have it in your local community. If not, ways to get it streaming live or through podcasts at any time of the day or night. Isn't that exciting that you can listen to any show pretty much in America now, any time, day or night, right through your car radio? If you hook it up to your smartphone,
It's pretty amazing. The iHeartRadio thing is just. I'm a fan of technology. I think it's pretty remarkable, and it's good for guys like you and me who have radio shows. So we're going to have fun with clips today. I told you I've pulled a bunch
sure.
of clips. I don't even know who all these people are, so it's not a test, but but maybe you can help us identify them. They kind of get
sure.
progressively crazier. But before we get into any of that, we have the whole hour, so we have as much time as we need. And if you want to call Barry Lynn in the second or third segments, 503-248-0620, 1-866 800-452-0620. I've been told to slow down when I do the number. We'd love to talk to you. But before we get into any of that, tell us about American United for Separation of Church and State, of which or for which you are the executive director.
Yeah, well, Americans United was actually founded in 1948 by a group of journalists and religious leaders, progressive religious leaders at the time, representing a variety of denominations and faith traditions in the country, because they were at that time fearful that the certain religious groups, at that time mainly conservative Roman Catholics, were literally trying to take over major institutions. They were trying to censor movies, what was admitted to the United States through customs. They were trying to take over public schools and teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and religion. And people were very concerned about it. A Republican law school dean, who happened to be a Republican, decided that he wanted to change his life and his academic work, threw that all away in order to found Americans United with the help of, as I said, religious as well as journalistic colleagues. So we've been active for well over six decades, and we unfortunately find, as Eleanor Roosevelt once told the founder of Americans United, you know, we're going to have to fight these battles over and over again in each generation. Sadly, although prescient as Eleanor Roosevelt was about that matter, it's sad because, as your Facebook writer indicated, you can get really sad when you look back and say, but things don't look any better than they did in 1970 about so many issues. So I understand that sentiment very well, but luckily there are people like her, like you, and like myself and my colleagues who just keep pushing through the big money.
Well, yes, that fight that we keep fighting over and over again, you and I fought it a few years ago. You are continually fighting this fight. What is it about religion that seeks political power? What have you ever come up with any answers about that tendency, this theocratic tendency in human systems?
Well, here's what I think happens. When people believe that they literally are getting messages from God that tell them the one and only way, if you figure you're hearing from God directly, why is that not the only truth? And if it's the only truth, why shouldn't everybody be forced to follow it? And the government, of course, can force people to do a lot of things, so why don't you have them force or at least encourage people to be just like you? And I think that that's the impulse, that and a seeking of simple answers to every possible problem. Now, obviously, many religious people are not looking for simple answers, and they're not looking for greedy power, but too many are in this so-called religious right in particular that never died. It didn't die with the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. It's very much alive and well. It's conjoined now with the Tea Party movement in most parts of the country, and it's causing a lot of problems and a lot of pain for a lot of people.
We're talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn, who is Executive Director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It is a good thing that you don't have to type all of that into the website. One of the saving graces of the organization is that they have an absolutely fantastic and very easy-to-remember website. It's www.au.org. They depend on donations. They are at the forefront of fighting back this tendency towards theocracy that all political systems have. I want to encourage my listeners to check out their site, to donate and support them. They're always doing really great work. Barry, it's great to have you here. Okay, let's get to some clips, shall we?
Sure.
All right. So let's start with what are you seeing? You're out there every day. What are you seeing out there? And then I want to get to these clips.
Yeah, well, I think what has happened, if we can mix a little medical metaphor with a political one, is there's a kind of infection. The religious right that used to just be interested in whether they were selling, you know, Penthouse magazine at the 7-Eleven store, now are concerned about everything. They have an answer for everything. They have their tentacles, infected tentacles, you might say, into the legal system in a very, very big way, into health care delivery in many parts of the country by controlling hospitals and health care plans and restricting access to services at the beginning and the end of life. They are interested in virtually every institution. They're trying to take over the social service system of the United States by through what's called faith-based initiatives. In other words, they, as Michelle Bachmann's husband, for example,
right.
If you come to them with a problem, they get a religious answer. If you say, I'm a gay person, they say, we got a religious answer. We're going to pray it out of you. This kind of reparative therapy in various forms is now increasingly being subsidized by the government, and indeed being subsidized not just by the bad old Bush administration, but in some extent more so by what we thought would be the good old Barack Obama administration. He has turned out to be really quite inadequate on church-state separation, personal choice, and liberty.
Oh, I don't know what accounts for that. I mean, I don't want to Obama bash, but just talking about on every front, including civil rights and war, we're seeing an unwillingness to stand up. So you kind of half answered my next question, which is, what would be your assessment of where we were with Bush, who started these faith-based initiatives and kind of encouraged political organizing among the religious right, versus where we are today? Would you say we are better off or worse?
I'd say we're slightly worse, mainly because more money seems to be flowing. It's very hard to even get this information, although it should be available in a transparent government. But as we know, the Barack Obama administration has not been as transparent about many things as we thought it would be, this included. But it looks like more and more money is going out. The one difference is it hasn't been as highly politicized. That is, there's no equivalent to Karl Rove, who did happen to be in the restaurant I was having dinner in the other night, but you don't have Karl Rove literally saying, we'll have a session for the faith-based community in this congressional district because we're going to need their votes in the next election. That's the kind of stuff that happened under Bush. To our knowledge, that is not happening that bluntly and that directly in this administration, and that is a very good thing. But beyond that, we're still giving money to groups that discriminate in hiring. In other words, we give a huge amount of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions over the last few years, to a group called World Vision that works both in the United States and overseas, and they will not hire anyone who is not a Christian. In fact, you have to be a Trinitarian Christian. So if you have any Unitarians listening who consider themselves religious enough, they couldn't even get a job in World Vision. To think that we're giving money to groups that will not allow you to even apply for a job if you are not of their faith is shocking. It was shocking under Bush. We certainly expected the president to keep a promise he made in June before the election for the presidency, where he said that was an element of this program he would do away with. He right. hasn't changed it one bit, and I think we're into the third year of his presidency.
Why do you think that is, Barry? I'm dying to get to these clips,
okay,
conversation.
Well, here's what I think it is. I think it is World Vision and the United States Catholic Conference and its aligned group, Catholic Charities, are threatening the president. They're saying, if you force us to do anything we don't want to do, if you force us to take a crucifix off the wall, or you force us to hire people that are not Catholics, or in the case of World Vision, Trinitarian Christians who are willing to sign a very detailed pledge, we will stop helping the poor. Now, that's nonsense. I mean, that charge was made and that threat was made right here in Washington in the District of Columbia.
My
Catholic
God.
Charities said, if you force us to give benefits to gay couples or same-sex couples, we may take all of our social services out of the district. Well, they didn't do that. The only thing they did was a modest pullback in some of their adoption placement, and it turned out they were helping so few kids that other secular services picked up those kids right away and took care of them. So, but I believe it is the powerful, wealthy and powerful World Vision and United States Catholic Conference that have gotten their teeth into this president and said, don't make us do anything, just give us the money.
And they just I wish that he would start calling the bluff of these people.
So do I.
It's call the bluff, man. We're talking to Barry Lynn, the Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. The website is www.au.org. He has his own radio show, Culture Shocks. We're going to have the whole hour with Barry. When we come back, we're going to play clips. We're going to go from the old crazy to the new crazy to try to track what's going on with the religious right in this country. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. We are talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn about this kind of morphing that's going on the religious right. And I just, Barry, I just could not hold off on the clip. I just could not resist playing Crazy Train. By Ozzy Osbourne.
Absolutely. It seems
appropriate. But so just so that we have a control for what is crazy, I'm going to play a clip from last year. You're going to know who this person is. Let's see if our listeners know. You can help identify them. This was during the John McCain, Barack Obama race. So it wasn't last year. This was the last election, I mean to say.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I call normal crazy or the old crazy. It's getting crazier from here, even though this is pretty crazy. Let's play this clip.
God sent a hunter. A hunter is someone who comes with a gun and he forces you. Hitler was a hunter. How did it happen? Because God allowed it to happen. Why did it happen? Because God said, my top priority for the Jewish people is to get them to come back to the land of Israel.
So who is that, and what the heck is going on there?
Yeah, I believe that's John Hagee. Am I right about
you
that?
You are correct. If I had a little bell, I'd hit it.
Yes, well, that's good. Or you can't give me $5. I think that's like payola or something. But no, that's John Hagee. John Hagee is an extraordinarily powerful TV preacher, even though at the time that he was fighting for viewers with the late Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, very few people knew about Hagee. Hagee's point here was that when you look at the scope of history, some of the things that are hard to explain at first blush, if you look and find the hand of God in it, then you find out that God has a plan. Now, he uses this hunter analogy to justify a re-look at the Holocaust, saying that if God allows this to happen, because, of course, in Hagee's view, God can do or stop anything, you look at the good side in his view, and the good side is, well, this teaches the Jews all over the world that they need to go back to the Holy Land. They need to essentially establish Israel. He is today extremely pro-Israel, but he's in many ways, I would call him anti-Semitic. That is to say, he wants the Jewish people ultimately to realize that unless they come to Jesus, if they do not become Christians, then they are, in fact, doomed anyway. I once asked the late Jerry Falwell on a TV show, he said he had appeared that day at a press conference, and I said, it's just a bunch of religious right characters, and he said, oh, no, we had a rabbi, and he mentioned this rabbi from up in Boston, and I said, well, let me ask you about that rabbi. Is he going to heaven? And Falwell, of course, wouldn't answer the question. Now, Hagee, I know that clip was from a couple years ago, but Hagee is one of the sponsors of a big event down in Houston, Texas on August the 6th, where Governor Rick Perry has actually invited all of the 50 governors to come to the lovely spot of Houston, Texas in the middle of August to come to a prayer meeting. So, of course, not only is he up with some bad company like Hagee, but he's also, he has no business really as the governor trying to convince people, other governors or anybody for that matter, to be more godly on August the 6th than they might be otherwise, or come to some prayer rally. And if people want to see my take on that, they can go to YouTube, type in Barry Lynn, that's with L-Y-N-N, and Rick Perry, and you see a little potentially humorous. There is no nudity involved, but I am wearing a bolo tie during this appearance. So that should make sure that everyone, that they do not have to fear the nudity, although the bolo tie is pretty scary.
In and of itself, fully clothed bolo tie is kind of scary. But you know what? It would go over big in Houston.
We're doing something, actually, Adam. I don't want to interrupt you, but
please.
We, that is the ACLU of Texas and Americans United, which has a number of chapters in Texas, we're having an event the evening before religious liberty rally, and we've already got a lot of mainstream religious groups involved, secularists down in the Houston area involved, and others who just want to say, look, diversity is a good thing, and Rick Perry sponsoring a Christian-only rally the next day is a bad thing on so many levels, it's hard to count them.
We're talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He also has his own radio show, Culture Shocks. He is, if you fear what's happening with the religious right, and they have not gone away, they've gone just a little bit more underground. It was, in a way, it was nicer when they were out in front during the Bush administration because we could get a bead on them and see where they were. Go to www.au.org, get involved, donate money. These people and this organization and the Reverend Barry Lynn are on the forefront of this fight, and it needs to be fought again and again and again. Okay, so we played Heggie, the Pastor Heggie. That was kind of an easy one. He's somebody who believed that God allowed the Holocaust to happen so that the Jews would go back to Israel, and it caused him quite a bit, and it caused, because he had endorsed John McCain at that point, then this clip came out, and he was forced to rescind his endorsement. So this is from this year. I don't know where this guy is. This is a little less crazy, but a little more virulent, and what I see the beginning of the new strain, which is, we really want to get our hands on the law. Let's play the Moss clip.
Alternative religions to Christianity have no First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion. Permits, in my judgment, should not be granted to build even one more mosque in the United States of America.
Any clue who that is?
So many people have taken up this mantle. Most recently, Herman Cain, who, having stopped selling pizza, is now running to be a presidential, he's a presidential aspirant for the Republican Party. Just yesterday, he said, don't build any mosque down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is the site of one of two big anti-mosque movements in the country, the other, of course, still in New York City. So many people have said it, I'm not sure who that is. I'm glad you're not giving out awards or ringing bells, because I wouldn't get one.
I told you it wasn't a test. I couldn't figure it out. Well, while we're on this particular talking point, a lot of people have picked this up, and they you're talking about Herman Cain here. Let's play next clip.
One, President Barack Obama nurtures this hatred for the United States of America, and I believe nurtures a hatred for the white man. President Obama is half white and half black. Herman Cain is all black. He's authentically black. He is the real black man in the race.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I couldn't get the names, but I'll tell you, he's the whitest white man I've ever seen in my life, telling us what the
who the real black man is. Yeah, there's a lot of racism. There always has been in the religious right. There still is, and this kind of rhetoric from white people about if you're really black or not black disgraceful. More layer of disgrace.
Disgusting. We're talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn. If you want to join the conversation, you want to talk to the Reverend, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. When I come back, we're going to find out that Oprah is the Antichrist. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on AM 620 KPOJ. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. That was Hymn 43 from Jethro Tull. Later, he says, if Jesus saves, he better save himself. I think that when I think of the religious right, I cannot help but associate it with that lyrics. People who seem to have bastardized the message and the meaning of Christ's life and sacrifice. We're talking to, our guest is the Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He also has his own radio show, Radio Shocks. Is it, how do you spell it, Barry?
No, it's actually called Culture Shocks.
Culture Shocks. Yeah. Sorry, I got it right.
Just run them all together, you know, Culture Shocks, or if you go on the internet, or it pops up very quickly, and you can, you know, listen to anything The motto of my show, which may or may not, it's not, I actually like your motto better, but mine is you never know what you're going to hear, because we could be talking about horror movies one day and talk about the latest political shenanigans the next day, and the third day talk about brain science with some neurobiologist. So it's kind of an interview-driven show, but folks might want to tune in or check it out on the web.
Barry Lynn's day job is executive director for the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. The website is www.au.org. He is a lawyer and an ordained minister, which, as I said earlier, allows him to sue you during the day and forgive you at night. I just love that line. You laid it on me in an elevator one time,
yeah,
and I never got over it. It was so good. It's really great. We are playing a kind of an informal clip game here. I pulled a lot of these clips off a montage that I found on the internet, and so the people were not identified.
Okay.
So this isn't really a game. You're not scoring points one way or the other, but you're certainly helping us identify who the players are. We're talking about the morphing of the religious right into what it is now and what it might be for the coming presidential election. Barry, before the break, you were talking a little bit about what's going on with Rick Perry. And for people who don't know Rick Perry, he is the governor of Texas. He is the governor of Texas. We know what happens there. We've been through that before. And there's an interesting dynamic, and Rachel Maddow has been talking a little bit about it. So clearly the front runner for the Republican, the sane Republicans, the moderate, if there is such a thing, is Mitt Romney. But the Republican Party has to then contend with Tea Party factions who absolutely don't want Mitt Romney based on the work that he did with health care, which looks a lot like,
right,
quote, Obamacare. So the Tea Party faction in the Republican Party is dead set against him. They want Michelle Bachmann, who is a Looney Tune, and the Republican faction of the Republican Party is not going to allow that. And quite possibly within that hole, right, within that disparity, mm-hmm, might emerge someone like Rick Perry, who's kind of handsome and charming and well-spoken and an incredibly ambitious and totally out of his mind. So you are tell us a little bit about Rick Perry, the event that he's got going, and your kind of counter event. I did happen to see you in the bolo tie, by the way.
Yeah, terrific. That's great. I'm glad you did.
That was great.
Rick Perry, of course, he's been talking to a lot of Republican bigwigs in places like Iowa and particularly in New Hampshire, where he thinks he would do very well. And whether he jumps into the race or not is still very much up in the air. He is beloved by the religious right. Whatever he thinks he is, the religious right loves him, because for a long time, the vice president of the Texas Republican Party was a man named David Barton. David Barton is a historical revisionist, a person that believes this is a Christian nation, who has videos out, slideshows, pamphlets that purport to show that the founders of the country wanted this to be a Christian nation. So this mythology, bogus as it is also very much a part and parcel of what Rick Perry believes. So he's not much of a moderate. He's certainly not viewed as a moderate by people in Texas. He wanted to have every governor come on August the 6th to Houston for a national prayer event. So far, only two other governors have decided to come, but he wants everybody to show up. We are doing a little counter measure the night before to promote religious liberty, not prayer. He basically, when he announced his sponsorship of this, and he is a sponsor, I mean, it's not like he's coming just because he lives in Houston. I mean, he is a promoter of the idea. He said that people from all Christian denominations would be there, which seemed to be a little exclusionary since last time I checked. We had 2,000 different religions in America and about 20 million non-believers. The next day after I wrote him a letter complaining about that, he had one of his spokespeople came out and said, well, we didn't mean if you were a Christian, not a Christian, you couldn't come, which made it worse, because now it sounds like he knows this is exactly for conversion purposes. He wants you to come and get converted to being a Christian. Yeah, so, you know, I kind of thought maybe he'd pick up the phone and chat with me, but apparently a spokesman's the only person I'm going to be hearing from.
Oh, yeah, you're probably not too popular over there at the Perry camp.
No, but I'll tell you, he's a big abstinence-only supporter. In other words, sex education should barely mention sex and certainly shouldn't talk about anything to do about unplanned pregnancies except don't have sex in the first place. These programs don't work. They're promoted by, often written by, people on the religious right, and they're being shuffled off to after-school programs, sometimes with federal and state money, and this is one of more outrage that Americans United's been concerned about for a long time.
All right, so we're talking to the Reverend Barry Lynn, and he's an ordained minister and the executive director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. I'm going to play a clip in a moment that sets up Oprah as the Antichrist, and good charitable people who do good works in the world don't know that they're actually being used by the devil. But I want to stop for a minute because I think that this is an important point, and maybe we can arm our listeners with a good answer. I've seen sometimes progressives come up against this, well, we're a Christian nation, and I see their eyes glaze over. So when you're at the cocktail party and you're at the water cooler, how do you respond? Why are we not a Christian nation?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do at a cocktail party, once you probably you want to put the drink down first, but then say something like, you know, this was not founded as a Christian nation. That's not just my opinion. The Fifth Congress of the United States had to pass a treaty of Tripoli, and this, as Senates have to, you know, the United States Senate has to pass these treaties. They passed unanimously one that contained the phrase, this was in no way founded as a Christian nation. Well, you know, if the Fifth United States Congress, at least the Senate component that's responsible for treaties, unanimously said it's not a Christian nation, I think that's probably more reliable than listening to Rick Perry, or for that matter, his supporter David Barton on the history of the country. I'm going to give it to those folks 200 years ago, not the revisionists of last year.
Okay, that's good. Treaty of Tripoli, look it up. Get well versed in it. Don't get beaten at the cocktail party on that one again. Okay, so we're going to play a clip. Again, I don't know who this person is, but this is getting real crazy. We established normal crazy. This is new crazy.
Toleration, no absolutes, a counterfeit justice movement. They will feed the poor, have humanitarian projects, inspire acts of compassion for all the wrong reasons. They won't know it. Beloved, they will be sincere, many of them, but their sincerity will not in any way lessen the impact of their deception. The fact that they are sincere does not make their deception less damaging.
Yes,
I believe that one of the
main
pastors, as a forerunner to the harlot movement, it's not the harlot movement yet, it's Oprah.
Okay, Oprah, what movement is he talking about?
Talking about the social justice movement. By the way, Glenn Beck, of course, who in most cultures would be relegated to the corner of a not very large park on Sunday afternoons to rant. But unfortunately, you know, now he has his own network. Thankfully, he's off Fox, but he does have his own network.
Yes.
But he, a few months ago, said, if your church talks about social justice, run away quickly from that church because they're really preaching socialism. The person that we just heard, I believe, is Pastor Mike Bickle. Pastor Mike Bickle is...
Yes.
Thank you. That was those applause, I hope, were for me, not for Mike Bickle.
No, they're for you.
Yeah, thank you. He, Bickle, is the head of IHOP, not the International House of Pancakes. I don't want to defame them.
Please.
But something called the International House of Prayer, IHOP. If I were IHOP, the good place to get pancakes, I'd be calling in a complaint and a trademark lawsuit maybe tomorrow. But that's Mike Bickle, and he believes that Oprah, because many people do believe that she has a very clear kind of spiritual center to the programs that she endorses,
right,
that she is leading people astray, and now with her own network, which with any luck has more viewers than Glenn Beck's, although she doesn't have as many as she thought, I guess she would. But nevertheless, she's the forefront of this kind of we care about the human spirit and what people who have a spiritual center do to care about other people. See, that's the missing point. As my friend Barney Frank often said, the religious right loves to care about the people from the moment of conception until the moment of birth, and then you're on your own.
Right, absolutely.
And that's sadly the same way that you hear groups like the Family Research Council, the Christian Coalition, which is still around in some states. They don't care about social justice. They don't care about the poor unless they can convert them first and get them in the pews to put money in the collection plate sometime in the very near future. It's a terrible thing. Of course, social justice has always been a part of the Christian faith, and indeed has been a part of most religious movements throughout world history.
By that standard, Christ himself would be somebody who was not knowing that he was a dupe of the devil.
Exactly.
You know, I think that was what frightened me and surprised me about it, was social justice movements are agents of evil. And that,
that's right.
And it's very tricky, and it's very propagandist. I mean, Glenn Beck does it for straight-up propaganda reasons. We're going to wrap up. We have one more segment with the Reverend Barry Lynn, Americans United for Separation of Church and State Executive Director, AU.org, and Culture Shocks is his radio show. I have a few more clips, something about how the Statue of Liberty is evil. It's getting crazy out there. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. We'll be right back.
Day morning, 6 to 9.
Where I have problems with what the president is doing is he thinks that Republicans are reasonable people, that you can negotiate with them. That has been a flaw from the beginning. They think concession is raising the debt limit itself.
It's Carl Wolfson.
The Republican Party isn't interested in anything except bringing down this president.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9.
And to do it, the easiest way is to continue ruining the economy, period.
AM 620, KPOJ.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. the power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
You live around here often?
Get a cab, jerk.
State desired destination.
Shortest route home.
Error. Local police, sheriff's deputies, tribal police, and state patrol executing additional DUI patrols.
How am I going to get home?
$25 for a cab is cheaper than $5,000 for a DUI.
Okay, but how did you know I was drinking?
Well, for one thing, this isn't your car.
My bad.
X-52. Extra patrols every week. Drive hammered, get nailed. A message from the Washington Traffic Safety Commission.
Mad as hell in America. Now on 620 KPOJ.
When I counted up my demons, saw there was one for every day. But with the good ones on my shoulders, I drove the other ones away.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. We have as our guest the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. AU.org is the website. He also has his own radio show called Culture Shocks. Go ahead and Google it. It is a potpourri. You never know what is going to happen on Barry Lynn's show or what he's going to be discussing. And you know what? You know who that's done very well by? Someone like Howard Stern, who, you know, they did these ratings polls with Howard Stern, and most people listened to radio for 18 minutes, and they found with Howard Stern that the people who liked him were listening for an hour and a half, and the people who hated him were listening for 2.5 hours, and they both gave the same answer as to why. They didn't know what he was going to do next. So Barry Lynn is not Howard Stern, but he is doing a show called Culture Shocks, and the topics range pretty broadly. So, Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, we recently actually had the longtime producer of the Howard Stern Show, Gary Delabate, as a guest on Culture Shocks, and you know, nobody sent me any nasty notes about it. But Gary's a very interesting, very nice fellow. Were you going to ask about this kind of concern, deep concern about the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, we have a call. I want the caller to hold on, but let's play this clip. So this is, I don't know who this is. I have a sense you may know who this is. This is Crazy Town, okay? This may be the capital of Crazy Town, although I got a Blackbird's quote that might beat it. But I do believe this is near the center of Crazy Town. Let's play this one.
The statue in New York Harbor called the Statue of Liberty. You know where we got it from? French Freemasons. Listen, folks, that is an idol, a demonic idol, right there in the middle of New York Harbor. The Illuminati, which is really over above Freemasonry, has stated it as their goal to limit the world population to no more than 500 million. Do you realize that means getting rid of all of us? To get from 6 to 7 billion down to 500 million, you're going to have to kill a lot of people off. What do you think the health care bill is?
Genius. I love the out.
Incredible.
Incredible. So yep. What's going on with that?
Okay, this whole idea comes from a ministry called Cutting Edge Ministry. If people want to go to Cutting Edge Ministries and read about not only what's wrong with the Washington Monument, but of course what's wrong with the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty, you will find if you read through all of this, and it might arguably be funnier than if you go to YouTube and type in, say, Barry Lynn and Ark Park or Rick Perry and see me. This could be funnier, but this ministry argues that there's something wrong with the Statue of Liberty because Satanists consider the flaming torch to be a symbol of Lucifer, and that since there's a torch there, no, I'm not making, I wish I was making this up, but Lucifer
so do I.
when he gains a star and a crown, then he assembles his legions for works of evil, and that this will bring spirits of evil to earth. I guess they will see the Statue of Liberty. Notice that there's a flame. There actually isn't a flame. There's just kind of a model of a flame, but I guess that'll inflame them enough. They don't like, they are convinced that the Washington Monument, of course, is a phallic symbol. And, I mean, I'm not making any of this up. The interesting thing, Adam, is not only is this kind of crazy talk dangerous and crazy, but this week, for example, we started a big fuss out in Indiana when we complained about, here's what a city council wants to do. They're not worried about Freemasons, but they have decided they're going to purchase for $1.2 million some bad, you know, kind of junky real estate that's now, I guess, a parking lot. They're going to turn it over to a local Catholic church. And it's worth $1.2 million, and they're arguing that that doesn't violate the Constitution because it's not money that they're giving to the church, it's property that they're giving to the church.
Yes.
Well, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's happening in communities. I was on all three of the television networks out there the other night, and almost all the messages we've gotten have been favorable from people saying, well, look, I'm a taxpayer in this town. I don't want to spend more money, and I certainly don't want to give money to private schools. We got enough trouble funding our public schools. So Jeez. This is insidious and crazy often at exactly the same time.
Yes, it is. We have a call, Barry. We've got about a minute left in this.
Sure.
We're up against a hard break, but I want to take the call. Matt. Matt, you got about a minute. Welcome to Matt as Hell. What's up?
Thanks. I just wanted to talk about the hypocrites that you're talking about. That's the should be their new label. That Bush bought them off with the faith-based initiatives. And I just wonder how many of these crazies are getting my tax dollars to, fund their, Michelle Bachmann clinics for, reforming gays and all this other stuff. I know they bought off, a bunch of churches here in Oregon. They all of a sudden, they were all doing giant remodels and stuff. And, where'd the money come from? It was only in Republican districts. And, I could see it happening.
Matt, thanks so much for the call. We're up against a break. Our next guest is going to be Norman Solomon, true progressive, running for Congress. Reverend Barry Lynn, thank you so much. I had a lot of fun. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Adam. Anytime.
Great. Thanks. We'll be right back.